We'd like to do a poem called Ain't No New Thing, because it ain't. Black people are getting ripped off again in terms of what they're projecting artistically. I heard this jam, you know, like it's got to be a terrible cultural situation that we're into anyway, when the number one Southern record of last year, i.e. 1971, was a song that some white boy sang about a bullfrog drinking some wine. I mean, you know we got to be into like some kind of a hassle if that's what's selling, you know. But like, you know, we're really talking about more specifically ripoffs like the Osmond Brothers and Tom Jones. The thing that comes to mind most readily is Brother Stanley Crouch's comment on an album called Ain't No Ambulance for No Niggas Tonight, when he says that the reason Chuck Berry, who was the king of rock and roll, never really made it financially is because white people couldn't dig having their daughters go to a concert where he was performing and creaming over this black dude doing all these gyrations on the stage. So white folks invented Elvis Presley, and he went out and did, you know, pretty much the same thing, you know, like as nearly as he could to what a black man was doing, and made all this bread. This is called Ain't No New Thing. We want to talk about some people. Cultural rape and no geographical boundaries on white hate and bizarre, scarcely concealed attempts to eliminate black generators of sun heat feeling. Ain't no new thing to see the demon fangs curling out from under squeezed tight two thin lips and leaping at jugular veins burning in black throats that either blow or sing or cry or scream. Ain't no new thing to see the bubbling envy flashing from the depths of soulless eyes as still another link with God is created. We used to having white people try to rob us. Why don't they try stealing some of this poverty? Ain't no new thing. Anything they can't understand, they try to control. Anything they can't understand, they try to control or destroy. In 1896, black men picked up brass instruments and began to evoke and conjure, entice and struggle with black spirits, rhythmic spirits of blues songs, work songs, gospel songs, freedom songs, and songs of love of Mother Night. Screaming rhythm juju, rhythm voodoo, rhythm black magic that calls back to lost worlds and lost lifestyles, calling back to Genesis, calling back to the drum, calling back to the drum. In 1896, this new spasm was called ass, but the ass would not be kicked. So it was copied in an attempt to control.